Welcome to Cox Law Case Briefs, a quick legal update from Cox Law PLLC in Brandon, Florida. I'm here to break down a recent Florida appellate court decision that every property owner, business operator, and injury victim should know about. Today we're looking at Ortega versus JW Marriott Investment LLC, a premises liability case out of the 3rd District Court of Appeal. So here's what happened. A hotel guest at a JW Marriott resort tripped over a raised concrete slab in a parking garage. Now, this slab was holding a gate arm in place. But here's the thing. It blended right in with the surrounding concrete. There was no paint, no markings, nothing to alert a pedestrian to that elevation change. The guest's expert testimony said that this design actually violated industry standards and created an unreasonably dangerous condition for anyone walking through the area. Now, the hotel's defense, they argued the slab was open and obvious, and the trial court agreed. The judge pointed out that the guest had parked in that same garage for years and knew the slab was there. Based on that, the court granted summary judgment in favor of the hotel, meaning the case was thrown out before a jury ever got to hear it. But the story doesn't end there. On appeal, the 3rd District Court of Appeal reversed that decision. The appellate court said, hold on, expert testimony about the hidden or camouflaged nature of the slab, combined with testimony about the violation of safety standards, created a genuine factual dispute. Was the condition truly open and obvious? Was the property being maintained in a reasonably safe condition? Those are questions that have to go to a jury. The open and obvious doctrine does not automatically shield a property owner from liability. So, what does this mean for you? If you've been injured on someone else's property in Florida, this case is an important reminder. Even if the business tells you the hazard was right there in plain sight, you may still have a viable premises liability claim, especially when the design, the markings, or the lack thereof, and industry safety standards show that the condition was more dangerous than it appeared. The full opinion is available online from the 3rd District Court of Appeal. If you have questions about a trip, slip, or fall case in Florida, Cox Law PLLC is here to help. Email us at webquestion@coxlawpllc.com or call 813-685-8600. This has been Cox Law Case Briefs. The information in this episode is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute legal advice. Listening to this podcast does not create an attorney-client relationship. Every case is different, and you should consult with an attorney about your specific situation. Thanks for listening.